We make Birchas Hasanim only if there's a minyan and for 7 days. Amar Rav Yehuda v'hu shabo panim chadashis. But the tenai is that you need panim chadashis at a sudasas of the kala, or else you don't make shabbat brachas. Not taisis, the bottom taisis. V'hu shabo panim chadashis. I'm a ri. The panim chadashis ein kaira ela b'bnei adam shemar bin b'shvilam hasimcha yaiser. So Taisia says two chidushim. The first chidush is that panim chadashis has to be somebody that makes you happier. That makes you happier. What does that mean? So let's say somebody's making a suda, shabbat brachas, and you don't have panim chadashis. You call in the waiter from the you have a shabbat brachas at a restaurant. You raise your bench. It's not panim chadashis. You call over the waiter. You should sit down. Well, he's Chinese. It's not going to help you. But you call over, or you go over to another table. You say, "Excuse me, if I could trouble you, can you just come over for shabbat brachas so we should have panim chadashis?" So Taisus says that's no good. Taisus, the first chiddush of Taisus is that panim chadashis is only b'nei adam shemarvin b'shvilan asimcha yaser. It has to be somebody who's marbis simcha. Now, it doesn't mean that it has to be a very chash of a person that makes you all excited, but at least it's got to be someone who a person feels good to have more people at a. If you have a shevrach with 10 people, you have a shevrach with 30 people, the more people add simcha. So it's got to be at least a normal person that you're happy to set an extra setting to him. So that's the first chiddush of Taisus. And it would have to be a yid. Right? The suffix of a cotton is good. It's just that there's a suffix. So, presumably, it has to be. What? The stifle says, Talyan Simcha, that maybe, if the president comes, you mean, maybe it should be good enough. Some of the Gary has his parents. Maybe if it's Marva Bisimcha Bishvili, maybe. The second Chiddush of Taisus is, the Shabbos, the Chashvin on Panim Chadashis. Shabbos itself is considered Panim Chadashis. I mean, by God, Mizmar Shili Yayma Shabbos, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Panim Chadashis Ba'ol V'Kan. Noi Mashila. Hasam Nami, Ma'adim L'Kvayt HaShabbos, Simcha B'Suda. Shabbos is a very good guest, because you always have more food on Shabbos. More Simcha on Shabbos. So Mimela, Shabbos is also a good Panim Chadashis. So these are two Chidushim that I say. We see the Shitas Taisus is that the definition of Panim Chadasha is someone new who Yomarbe Besuda Bishvila. Someone who Yomarbe in the Simcha of the Suda because of him. That's Shitas Taisus in Taicho Panim Chadasha. The Stipler in his piece on Panim Chadashis presents two ways to learn the chiyuv of Panim Chadashis. One is Taisus, that the idea of Panim Chadashis is that the Suda should have a ribui simcha. And the other is Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam, the way the Stifle explains the Rambam holds a whole different shot of Panim Chadashis, totally different. The Rambam holds that you need someone who was not part of a previous shabbat brach. If you were at a chasna, at that chasna they made shabbat brachas. Twice actually, once under the chuppah, and once by benching, by the meal. If you were part of a bracha, even if you didn't get a kibbutz, but you were part of the crowd, which is mechuyiv and birchas chasanim, so someone, the representative of the crowd, gets up and makes the bracha, birchas chasanim, if you were part of a crowd that was there, so you're not part of chadashis. You have to be someone new, was not yet part of a bracha before him. So that the chi of Panim Chadashis, according to the Rambam, is a chi of to bench chasen kala. You need a new person who's obligated to give a bracha to the chasen kala. It has nothing to do with simcha and suda. has to do with a chiyah to give a bracha.
Chiyah to give a bracha.
We'll talk about that. But this is the Rambam shita. Two totally different shatim in Parim Kadosh. The Taisus and the Rosh who hold that it's to be marvis simcha and yudah, and the Rambam who holds that someone is mechuyev in the bracha.
Okay.
Parim Kadosh is, I mean, Shem Bracha is an Adesuda. There's nothing to do with Parim Kadosh. Adesuda, you say Shem Bracha. When you have Parim Kadosh, what is Parim Kadosh? Someone who didn't get Shchas and Kaal was not part of the Berachas of the Kaal. That's the definition of Parim Kadosh. The brachas are in honor of the Chasam HaKalim. Some of them are brachas to the Chasam HaKalim himself. Shvach on the occasion of them. The biggest nafkamina is if you have someone who was at the chuppah. Someone was at the chuppah, could he be Parim Kadoshes? If he was at the chuppah. So according, here's a follow, according to the Rosh, as it did in the Suda. So if you were at the chuppah, you weren't at the Suda. Shmok is not a Suda, right? It's a pre-wedding feast. Shmok is really a bachelor's party. Right? You take the chas and you have it in a different room, not the kala doesn't come, and you celebrate with it. You know?
Why is Shmok?
Except at a bachelor's party, it's Hailulus, and this is the hakana for marriage. It's really for shmog is not a wedding meal. So if somebody was only at the chuppah, according to the Rosh, he could be Parim Kadoshes. According to the Rambam, he can't, because according to the Rambam, it's totally in bracha. And if you're already at a chuppah, you're already at a bracha.
If I don't wash, what's the difference between
shmog and the tefillah? I don't think it depends if you wash. It depends if you eat that tefillah.
Washing not
tolerated.
According
to the Rosh. But that's okay. We can get married. What? You didn't wash at the suda at the wedding. I think that's considered participating in the wedding. Eat there.
Call the henna.
Okay, 1 second. You're right. Just 1 second. I'll go to stay there. So this is the first nafkamina the stifler brings, and we, the Seister Ramah, pass is like the Rosh, which means that if somebody was at the chuppah, he's eligible to be Panim Chadashis. Even if he was by the chuppah, he's still eligible to be Panim Chadashis. The second nafkamina is this Taisus, the stifler brings. Shabbos, could Shabbos be Panim Chadashis? What's the Svara? Shabbos could be Panim Chadashis. What do you mean Shabbos? So people say it like Shabbos HaMalka, you know, it's also like somebody, and it's eligible to be Panim Chadashis. People have all these pshatlas. That's not true, because Friday night, Beleil Shabbos, Shabbos is Panim Chadashis. Then the next day, by the day meal, how come Shabbos is Panim Chadashis again? Shabbos HaMalka was Shami Seir was already there last night by Shabbos Brachos. And still it's good for certainly for at least for two Sudas. So why? What's Pshat? Shabbos is Panim Chadashis. Can't be Panim Chadashis twice. The word is that Taisus L'shitasai. Taisus holds what is Panim Chadashis? It has to be a Suda Shemar Ben Simcha. A Suda that has a special level of Simcha. Shabbos always has a special level of Simcha. So Shabbos could be Panim Chadashis. Which is the way we pass. Like the Rambam, Shabbos cannot be Panim Chadashis. What kind of Panim Chadashis is Shabbos? What's the Rambam Shita? Panim Chadashis has to be Chayiv in Birchas Chas of the Kala. Shabbos is not Mechuyiv in Mitzvahs. What's Shabbos? Shabbos is a day, not a person. So according to the Rambam, Shabbos cannot count for Panim Chadashis. So these are two coolest according to the Rosh. Two coolest according to the Rambam. Says two other nafkaminas.
According to the Rambam, Shabbos.
According to the Rambam. Right, because Rambam and Shabbos, you put on Kadashas. I don't know how to say it. That's what Shaya, we'll talk about that in a minute. The two napkaminas the other way is Taisa says you need a person shemar bin Ishvila na simcha. Taisa says there has to be a person that shemar bin simcha because of him. According to the Rambam, you could probably call over the waiter. He's Jewish. Call over the waiter, let him sit down, and he's also mechuyev in Birchas Chatzar. He's a Yid. According to the Rambam, you don't need dafka a person shemar bin b'simcha b'shvilai. You call over a person from a different table. As long as he comes here and he's willing to participate in the brachas, that's also good. That would be a cooler like the Rambam. Another napkin mina. Do the panim chadashis have to eat at the suda? So again, according to the Taisus and the Rash, the whole panim chadashis is that they're part of the suda, so they would have to eat at the suda. According to the Rambam, what's that doing? They don't have to eat. This is a suda. Why should they look here to eat? So these are two kulas like the Rambam. According to the Rambam. Maybe, I'm not sure. You could clarify, I don't want to get sidetracked. It's a separate question. You could clarify also, according to the Rush, what happens if somebody just danced by the wedding, he didn't sit down by the meal? Happens very often. It's Panam Chadashis. So you ask him, you know, you're looking for Panam Chadashis. So somebody, being at the chuppah doesn't matter, if I'm at the rush. Why don't he only dance by the wedding? He didn't sit down, he didn't eat, nothing. So why do you think, I don't know any Marimbachim, why do you think I'll be sorry?
He's really
Marimbachim.
On the one hand, he wasn't part of the Suda. On the other hand, he danced at the Suda. It's not so clear, I think you can see if it started.
Why
should he have to eat the point that he's rushed? The main thing
is that
the Marvin is more than Suda because Panam Chadashis doesn't participate in the meal. That's
Pshad
that
you're giving them extra, two extra portions
to the two meals. Pshad that the meal is a bigger simcha because he's here. So, he has to be part of the meal. Whether it's dancing or eating. Yeah, but the Panam Chadashis, he's the Sameach, he's the kind of Mr. Sameach without eating, I agree. Question is, could he be Panam Chadashis now? He danced at the wedding. He didn't eat. Is he now Panam Chadashis? Is he Marba Simcha Suda? Or is he Marba Simcha? He was Marba B'Shvilon has Simcha Yaisa. So he's saying which way? That he should not be Panam Chadashis. Has he already participated?
Second
Baba
Shabbos
is saying, maybe you're right. Alright. Simcha gets to see those people participate in Suda. If you make a Shabbos Rosh Hashanah and he comes and there are only three people there, he's not going to be so happy. So you can tie it. Why was it just 500, 501? But instead of means nobody was married to Simcha. If you have 501 people, everyone was married to Simcha. So you can say, no one of them matters. Every one of them matters. It's just that's the way it always is. The Beis Yosef says, what? So they're going to the Rambam, not one of the going to the Rosh. We pass by the Rosh. That's right, that's why it's going to go into the Rosh. According to the Rashi, he's not the Rambam. He's just there for dancing. The Beis Yosef says in Shulchan Aruch that that by Suda Shlishis on Shabbos, Shabbos is not upon a Chadashis. Suda Shlishis. It's funny. Last night somebody called. She's a kala, she's getting married. Why she's asking the shaylos and not the chosen, I didn't ask her. She had a list of questions. And one of the questions was, do you need Panam Chadashis by the third Suda? So the Beis Yosef says that by Suda Shlishis, you need Panam Chadashis. Why should Suda Shlishis be different? Why should the Suda Shlishis be any different than the rest of them? It says the Parshas Shabbos is Panu Chadash. Yeah, the Din of Chuppah, I don't think he says anything. It's a Ramah. Because he does not like the Ramah. But the Shulchan Aruch says that Shabbos is good. And the Ramah says Suda Shlishis is no good. He brings from the Beis Yosef. Why should Suda Shlishis not be good? What? Depends on what he says. He says that Suda Shlishis is no good.
By the first meal, if you're so come with a hunger, then the Shabbos is like a Shabbos Mahfadash and Peir Shashas is just a mitzvah.
So that's what the Bach says the Hesber is. Because the third Suda is usually not, you know, what do you have? Some herring and dokola. It's not a Suda that you're marbe b'simcha usually. The Bach says the Suda Shlishis is not a Suda that you marbe a lot of simcha by. It's a simple meal. So, Remeila, you need Panim Chadash. Shabbos doesn't help. What? Some people are upset, some people are happy. Well, the Suda is supposed to be a happy Suda. So. Alright, I hear what you're saying, but the Bach says this. The Bach says that it's not a Suda that you're married to the Simcha. So it's interesting. Last night I told this. This person, apparently it's hard for them to have Panim Chadashis for some they're going for a Shabbos Sheva Bracha someplace and they're not going to have Panim Chadashis. So I told them the Chassan says it's Rasha. I said the Shlishis, that's also a Simcha, so that's good. Rama says that there's a Rasha that's Marbis Simcha, so the Chassan of Darshan, it's good. So the truth is, any meal, yeah, it's only sort of a tziruf of Shabbos and this together that work. The way I looked in the Ramah this morning, and Ramah really says it b'sheni yeshayimrim. Doesn't say it as klei psak. However, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that this is all like Taisa Shita, right? We're talking like Taisa. Taisa Shita is, it has to be a meal that you're married in. The Rav HaShulchan says that if you make a Sheva Brachas for Suda Shlishis and you taka have a fancy Sheva Brachas, do make a fancy meal, he says then Shabbos is good for Panim Chadashis, with or without the drasha. The only reason Suda Shlishis is not good is because Suda Shlishis is usually a very simple meal. But Nachinami, if you make a fancy meal, he says it is good. So therefore what? The Suda was the Ribui Simcha in that adventure. What?
Ribui Simcha is because of Shabbos.
The Ribui Simcha is because of Shabbos, but in a meal of Shabbos, where you're not Marbis Simcha in the Suda.
No,
so once it was a Suda that had a Ribui Simcha. It means like the Panim Chadashis just left, that's what you mean. But you must leave before you get around to it. What should be the din if the Panim Chadashis leave before benching? What should be the din? Should we tell you in the Rambam and the Rosh? No. You know, you're reminding me. I get to what you're saying about benching. I once, someone once called me from a chasana. It was the chasana was schlepping very late. So people around the table were making their own minyan to bench at a wedding. So they asked if they have to make their own Sheva Brachas. They have to make their own Sheva Brachas. They're at the wedding. They're at the first meal. They're around the table. And so do they make their own Sheva Brachas? Oh, don't they make their own? So what do you say?
No.
What?
No.
Why not? It won't be the Sameach. It's not a joke. The Gemara says, the Gemara in the seventh pack of Brachas, about when you're leaving a meal early, don't make, because one of the Amiraim didn't make a benching, he knew that the host will be upset. You know, he made a big party and these people are leaving early. So the taxi says such a thing. But, assuming that's not the case. So I told the person that called me that it should be telling the Machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh. How? Is the chi of bracha a din in the people or a din in the chasen kala? If it's a din in the chasen kala, so then each meal needs one bracha of the chasen kala. If it's a din in the people, then the people have to participate. According to Taisus and the Rosh, it's a din in the chasen kala. It has to be a meal that has a ribui simcha. But it's a different chasakala that they need bracha. When do they need bracha? A meal that's a ribui simcha. According to the Rambam, it's a din of the people. The people are mechuyev in panim chadashim. The Rambam's whole shita is that everybody's mechuyev to bench chasakala. And if you were already part of such a thing, you're already part of it. And if not, so you have to be, you have to panim chadashim. Now you have a chiyev to bench it. So that makes a chiyev. But that should be totally if it's a din of the chasakala. Or it's a din in the people. Okay, this kind of that you're saying, if it ends later, Shabbos, is that right?
What do we tell them?
I told them I think that they shouldn't. Okay,
then.
No, if you're such a suda, then you have a chiyuv. If you're not such a suda, you're not a chiyuv. If you're there, I shouldn't call it chiyuv. It's a mitzvah on the people. It's a mitzvah. Once you're at the suda, it's a mitzvah to give a brach. You don't have to go around looking for the same account. So it's a very sadistic machlokes. It's nice. It's really nice to have a brachas tirah in the two really two things in Sheva brachas at the in and Parum Chadash as well. A din of being marbut suda, and a din of marbut simcha, and a din of if you're speaking at a sheva bracha, depending on who the panim chadashas are, you have the opportunity to poke fun at them or whatever. There are two shailas that come up by suda shlishis. We have very often a shul sheva brachas at suda shlishis. And usually you do in a shul, you already have panim chadashis also. There's a big shaila about drinking from the kais. Right? We normally bench by suda shlishis ala kais. We don't drink from it because we didn't make avdalah yet. What do you do by sheva brachas? Do chas and kala drink or don't they drink? Remember? What? They do or they don't? You had Shabbos there?
Yeah.
Yes, you don't know. So Ramesha has a tshuva. There are a number of tshuvas on it. Ramesha says chas and kala drink. But the one who benches doesn't drink, just like all the time he doesn't drink. So what we do by Yos and Shul to avoid a shayla, now you remember, huh? Is you always tell the chasin to be the one that benches. The chasin benches, so then he can drink. The chas and kala drink. The one who benches drinks, that's already a shayla. So the chasin benches, so then he drinks, so then it's good. Chas and kala drink, and that's good. Well, you could do before shkia, and we barely wash before shkia. And then we wash. An emotional method. The second shayla which comes up is someone who gets married on a Sunday. I got married on a Sunday afternoon. 1 o'clock chuppah, and it was about 5 blocks from the yeshiva. So after shir, everybody, you know, when I was coming to the wedding, you know, they came, they left the yeshiva, we got married, then there was a hole on McDonald's, and Ketan did miss. So we got married on a Sunday afternoon. So anybody gets married on a Sunday, the chuppah is before shkia. You get married Sunday evening, but it's in the summer, it's June, so it's before shkia. So the sheva brachas ends at Shkia on Shabbos. You have Suda Shlishis that goes into the night, you can't make Sheva Brachas anymore. Because you cannot make Sheva Brachas after sunset of the seventh day. What we did in my case is we had the Suda Shlishis and benched before Shkia. And I got married in December when Shkia was 4:30. So they insisted on having Suda Shlishis. So we had Suda Shlishis at 3:30. And then we had Milch at 3, and then Suda Shlishis at 3:30. And we benched before Shkia with the Sheva Brachas, much to the dismay of my wife's Hasidisha relatives. They didn't hear of being makbid a Shkia for Sheva Brachas, you know. And that was that. But that's the second shayla which comes up. It's a shayla of when the Sheva Brachas ends. And this doesn't come up only on Shabbos. A lot of people make a mistake. People get married in the afternoon. Any time before night, they only really get 6 more days of Sheva Brachas. If you get married any day, Tuesday, if the wedding is before sunset, or Rabbeinu Tam's man, or Yehoshua Rabbeinu Tam's man, if it's before that man, so you only have 6 more days. And usually have uncles and aunts who prepare a whole Sheva Brachas on the 7th day. Right? You know who's making the 7th day? Huh? So you got to find out. If you get married, understand you're going to get married after Shkia. It's not a problem. But if you get married before nightfall, so it's an extra sechet that you have to know. Okay, what? No, you get 7 days no matter what.
You can't be
Marbe Simcha as long as you want, but it's not Sheva. Sheva is only 7 days, the Gemara says. Basar Kol Shiva, only 7 days. Okay, the other thing that I wanted to do was the Inyan of, let's see, you want to go through the brachas? I want you guys to be moving. Let's see the Gemara. My Mevar, Amar of Yehuda. Anybody want to say the Mechav and anybody with the first brachas? Barachat HaShem Elokeinu Melech Haim, Shakel Bar Lechvaydai, and then Yaitzer Adam, and then Yashi Yatzer, and then B'Tzalm, and B'Tzalm, the Mustaf Nisai, Vizkoy Menu Bin Yerad Ayad, Barachat HaShem Yaitzer Adam, and then Sois Tassis V'Sogei Ala Akara, the Kibbutz Banel V'Seicha B'Simcha, Barachat HaShem V'Sameach Tzim V'Vanel, and then Sameach T'Samach Re'em Ahuvim, K'Sameach Yitichu B'Gan Eid Mekedem, Barachat HaShem V'Sameach Asim V'Kala, and then brach achrita, brach Hashem kam lachayla, meshabar sasi misimcha chasen kala gila vina disa vechesa, abba viyachis shalom v'reyes, mehera Hashem alakeni shalom v'yidu, mitzim shalim kol sasi mechol simcha kachasen v'kakala, kol mitzayis chasen mechol pasa, menar mishtei mihinasam, brach Hashem v'samiya chasen v'makala. So if you ever had a sheva brachis and there's no siddur, so you take out a gemara k'suvis, and turn to dafkes, and by my wedding, my mesad the kedusha was Rebel Yechazan, was a Rashidi and the Yeshiva, who never, he always refused Siddha Kedushin. In all the years he was in the Yeshiva, he only twice took Siddha Kedushin. And once was at my wedding. And under the chuppah, they gave him one of these small benches. So afterwards he told me that he couldn't read it, his eyesight was terrible. He said he was really never Siddha Kedushin once before at a cousin's chasna many years earlier. And he really wouldn't have known the bracha. But Baruch Hashem, he memorized Ksubis Dav Zayin, so he knew the Nusach HaBracha, you know. So after he told me that, I was wondering if he said the word Lanu. Lanu, which I didn't have a video, so I don't know, you know, otherwise you go look it up, you know, you play the video, and you see if he said Lanu. At the time I didn't notice, and Nebuchadnezzar didn't have a video. So, you know, my photographer called me. We ordered a photographer, we didn't want to have a video, so he called me. He called my parents and said, no video? He said, Chasson Kala don't want. So he got on the phone with me and he said, you could see a video of your grandparents' wedding. Don't you want to see it? I told him, no. I'm bored stiff. All my friends make a chasson and they invite me to see the video and I'm not interested. You know, everybody just waits to see the 2 seconds we're there on the video, you know. He told me, but everyone has a video. So I told him that's like the worst reason I ever heard to do something, because everyone has it. Yeah. If you want a video, have a video. But don't have a video because everybody has it. So we didn't have one, and then we don't miss it. And, at any rate, I don't want to talk about the video. I want to talk about the brachas. First of all, I know a lot of you are ahead of me. You should know that there's a machloikis about splitting up these brachas. Not so posh, you have to learn Rashi and Taisvis. fact that the brachas have to be smucha l'chavrata. There are two tshuvas on the topic that you should look at. One is in the Hartzvi, Arachayim Tshuva Mem Dalit. The other is in the Gris Maisha. The Gris Maisha is, I believe, in Eben Ezra Chelek Dalit. I don't remember the number. But you'll see, yeah. The Shaila is if you could split up the give kibbudim to different people. So this is one piece of homework for Sunday. Another thing is, what's missing here? What part of the chuppah is missing here? First of all, the Baruch Pei Hagafen is missing. Baruch Pei Hagafen, so I'd like you to look in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rosh Simit Tezayin talks about whether you really need a kais. And look at the Shulchan Aruch here in Simit Samach Beis. And the other thing missing here is the reading of the Ksuva. It doesn't say here you have to read the Ksuva. So I said Mordechai in the back. Look in the Mordechai or Kuflamid Beis on the first side of the Mordechai Makar. And there's a lot to talk about that also. Again, you should look in Shulchan Aruch, it brings down the meaning of reading the Ksuva. And it should keep you busy.
No, I mean the
break the cup. The meeting we should go down. Now, 1 minute, we have a couple of minutes. I wanted to get back to the Ran. I'd like, if you don't mind, turn to the Ran. I'd like to point out to you something. The Ran talks about why we say Chuppah v'Kiddushin. If you look in the Ran on Beis Amid Beis in the pages of the Ran, page 4, in the narrow lines, six lines in the end of the narrow lines, Pirishay de Chuppah v'Kiddushin. Apa fisha Kiddushin kaim l'Chuppah. See it? Take a look. Six lines in the end of the narrow line. Why do we say chuppah v'kiddushin? Kiddushin is first. Hainu al yidei chuppah v'kiddushin shekadmu lahem. It's an inverted taich. We get married through a chuppah which has kiddushin before. Because of the sefer yitzchak, sheikra nuscha al yidei chuppah v'kiddushin with the vase, al yidei chuppah v'kiddushin. And those brachas chasadim is not a bracha of erusin; it's a bracha of chasadim of chuppah. Aide chuppah b'kiddushin. El neisha daikonim karu lebeis hahira rafa. What does rafa mean? Rafa means soft. When is a beis soft? When is a beis a beis? When is a beis a beis? Neishi smucha lahei l'fiyasha oisi oisiyeyu mirapa is beged kefes. And he assumes that you all know what Oisis Yehu Merabi Beged Kefes means. Some of you know. I suspect you heard it from me in the past. But I'd like to just tell you what it means. Bakaira really should know this. And really anybody should know it. And that is the letters Beged Kefes are the six letters whose pronunciation changes when it has a Dagesh. Dagesh is Hebrew for a dot in the letter, right? So bays and bays, tough and soft. Gimel and Dalet we don't pronounce differently, but really they should have different pronunciations. Beged kefes b'reish hamila b'reishis bara elikim. Right? When the beged kefes comes at the beginning of a word, it's always digusha, always bit. Or kih, or tuh, the beginning of a word. Except when it's preceded by oisiyeyu, yud hei vav aleph. If the word before ends with a be any of these four letters, Aleph, Hei, Vav, Yud, then it's rafa. Then it's not. Then it's a vase or a saf or fallow. If the letter before ends with these, the word before ends with these letters, and it's read together, if an asnachta on the word before, that doesn't count. It's got to be that it's read together. Then it gets a then it's soft. So since chuppah v'kiddushin is a vase, previous word ends with a hey. So it's chuppah v'kiddushin with a vase. And that's why it's really chuppah v'kiddushin. So why is it called a Yehu? Why isn't it called a Havya? Aleph Hei Vav Yud. Because there's something, when we make a siman to remember things, we use a word that everyone knows. So Yehu, everyone knows, was a king. The man assumes everybody heard of him. There's a king named Yehu. And that's the siman to remember Oisiyos Yehu. So in Navi, when I got up to Yehu, the king, I mentioned this rule in the Navi Shir. That Chuppah Vikidushin, Asadurim have a Udavayt, Udavav. Chuppah Vikidushin. The Ran says it really should have been a Vayt. So in my crowd, there were a lot of Sfaradim. So as soon as I ended the Shir, I was almost tackled. There's one, the Sfaradim sit right behind you guys on my left, and suddenly all came running up with Sidurim. And the Sfaradic Sidurim, it says Chuppah Vikidushin with a Vayt. I'm just like this, Chuppah Vikidushin with a Vayt. And they're like the Balayta, right? Because the Sefer Eter. They're like the Balayta, Chuppah Vikidushin. That's Chuppah with the Vayt, Chuppah Vikidushin. You see from this Ran, Agav, that he holds that it's supposed to be Kedushin and that Chuppah. At least that's the normal way of doing it. The fact that there's a Mishnah Melech that holds Chuppah could be before Kedushin is something that I mentioned earlier in the year. And it's something which we're not going to talk about this time around, but I'm sure we're going to bump into it again. So for next, I'm sure all of you are ahead of me with the Gemara. I encourage you very strongly. Blinader, I'll give you a number of tshuvas to go through, and hopefully you'll be able to get into this sugya. If I tell you to school it to become a chassid to learn this well, then maybe it'll...